On Fall Friday nights around the country, the band marches and cheers rise up from the bleachers as high school football teams take the field. But as Mariana Dale reports from KJZZ's East Valley Bureau, an increased awareness of the lasting effects of brain injuries has changed the way Arizona teens play the game.
The Desert Vista Thunder take the field for their first home game of the season in Ahwatukee. Keisha Culver is one of hundreds in the bleachers.
Go Thunder, go number 5. Keyshawn White is his senior year, so hopefully he gets out there, he grinds, and makes his mama proud.
Her son Keyshawn started playing flag football when he was 4. He started tackle at 7. This is his first game back after tearing his meniscus last year. Keisha says he's had a few close calls, but has never been diagnosed with a concussion.
Before he plays, he prays, you know, and as a mother, I just keep it in my prayer that, you know, he comes off the field the same way he went on, and that's unscathed, unharmed.
Part of the reason she's not worried is the staff of athletic trainers on the sidelines at this game and every varsity football practice.
My job as the athletic trainer is to take the pressure off of everybody else, the coaches, the players, the parents, the administration, as far as health care goes.
Steve Baca is the head athletic trainer, and he says as the awareness of head injuries increases, the more student athletes report them. Here's what he looks for.
The big one is a headache. That's usually the first one that we see and the last one that we see leave after someone suffers a concussion. But there is a whole range of symptoms they can have, from vomiting to balance problems to feeling foggy to having trouble in school.
Sports medicine physician Amy Overland says medical professionals need the cooperation of kids and parents to do their job.
Concussion is difficult to diagnose because it is a constellation of signs and symptoms plus physical exam findings. And if people aren't telling us what's going on, it's very hard to evaluate.
Longtime coaches say these types of discussions are a huge departure from decades past. David Hines coached high school football in the 70s and 80s.
In high school, as kids made big hits, you know, the what we call decleaters, where the kids kind of got their bell rung, they would show that over and over and over.
Now Hines is the executive director of the Arizona Interscholastic Association. The group mandates a concussion education program for student athletes. Dr. Javier Cardenas advises AIA's Sports Medicine Committee.
Part of the education is making sure that you are doing things to keep you from having an injury to begin with.
So the AIA is also changing the way football is played, limiting the number of contact practices and banning blindside blocking, rules that have since been adopted nationally.
At the end of the day, we're not going to talk parents into playing a certain sport or out of playing a certain sport.
More parents are making the choice with their kids not to play. The number of boys participating in high school football in Arizona dropped 15% in the past year, in line with a national decrease. But participation has fluctuated from year to year.
When you grow up where we grew up, football is life.
Laura Rodriguez is an Ahwatukee mom from Texas. Her two boys, ages 12 and 13, played flag football last year. She was surprised by how rough the sport could be. One son had a tooth knocked loose after a hard hit.
You don't want to set your kids up to have injuries that will affect them for a lifetime.
Rodriguez's boyfriend deals with emotional and physical consequences from a brain injury he got while in the military. She's his primary caretaker.
If we're not aware of what can happen, or we don't know how to react to what's happening or how to help a child who may be hurt, then we've failed our children.
For this year, Rodriguez is grateful her sons have chosen different extracurriculars, band and cross country. She's not sure what she'll do if they want to play tackle football in the future. Mariana Dale, KJZZ News, Ahwatukee.